this is such a complex case, and the way it's been presented and handled is confusing to many. Can you unpack this for us?
Sure. It's confusing for many because the Supreme Court is really being asked to do something that has little to do with the birthright citizenship and its constitutionality itself. That case is still ongoing in lower courts about whether or not the birthright ban or the revocation of it is a constitutional act by President Trump. What the Supreme Court is being asked to do is to rule on three of the states that ruled that President Trump could not implement that executive order and put in place a permanent nationwide injunction on being able to implement his policies while the court works its way through the system. Donald Trump was saying, look, in the meantime, while we're deciding whether or not I'm allowed to do this under my presidential constitutional authorities, I want to just be able to strip people of their citizenship who are, in fact, having babies on U.S. soil when the parents have no permanent legal status and are here illegally. And the courts are saying, no. We think this is an unconstitutional thing you're trying to do. And so, therefore, we're putting an injunction nationwide, even beyond the states that are here, because it was only three states that brought the case. It was Massachusetts, Maryland, and Washington State. But yet, even though it only affected people who might give birth in those states, the judges said, yeah, but let's apply it nationwide. And that's what is really being appealed here, that whether or not a federal judge has the capacity to revoke and to put a permanent pause, until the case is resolved on what's called the merits of the case, the actual constitutionality of the executive order. Donald Trump is saying, you don't have the right to do that. This is my foreign policy. I ran on this plan to overhaul the immigration problem, and you're stopping me from implementing this executive order nationwide. So the issue here is the constitutionality, the power that's granted to federal judges to impose pauses, injunctions that would prevent a policy to take place while the case itself is working its way through the court.
Now, I've come across many people that are confused about the difference between birthright citizenship and naturalization. And birthright citizenship grants U.S. citizens citizenship to individuals born within the U.S. regardless of their parents' immigration status. While naturalization, on the other hand, is a process where foreign nationals can become U.S. citizens after meeting specific requirements, residency, language proficiency, passing a citizenship test. Is there, in all that's going on with the Supreme Court, is there anything anywhere that where they're trying to actually work it so this is a smoother process to gain citizenship, or is the whole focus on just kicking people out?
Well, remember, John, if President Trump was on this call with you, he would say, yeah, but these are people that came through the country illegally. They did not seek asylum. They did not come through a recognized border crossing. They are not in line to get a naturalized citizenship, right? They didn't put themselves in a position where they could ride things out and hope to eventually achieve naturalization because they're AWOL. They're not here legally. So that, I think, confuses people. This doesn't affect people who came here under visas, did not overstay their visas, might have green cards, were under asylum applications, and have slowly working their way towards naturalization. He's saying these are people that, like, snuck under the wire or through the Rio Grande and have just been here illegally. And if they have children, we're not going to let the citizenship clause of the Constitution apply to them because they were here illegally. We're saying that those people, it was never intended to benefit them that they could simply have a child on U.S. soil and that child would automatically be granted citizenship. So that's different. The court is not being asked whether it can somehow fast-track the applications of these people, in part because they have no applications. That's what Donald Trump is saying. You know, in any most of these cases, if he was on the call with you, he'd say, you know, John, why are you so sensitive about people who aren't here legally and didn't come through the proper channels that would have put them in a position? That's what makes these cases so complicated, because he thinks he received the mandate in the election to automatically be able to deport and grant no additional rights to people that just slipped through. And the Supreme Court is saying, well, it may be true that you might have some argument here because of their illegal status, but we still think the Birthright Citizenship Clause still applies to them. But at least at the moment, we will not let you deport anyone until we get a final ruling about the constitutionality of what you're doing. Supreme Court, some of the justices hinted, we think what you're trying to do is unconstitutional. It was always understood, no matter how you're here, if you give birth to a child on U.S. soil, that child receives permanent legal status as a citizen. But that's still a legal question, and we're not anywhere near resolving that. All this case is about is whether or not the Supreme Court is going to lift the pause and say, while the case below on constitutionality of the birthright citizenship is working its way, in the meantime, Mr. President, if you want to strip people of their citizenship, if you want to make kids who are born here not automatic citizens, if you try to deport their parents, we'll let you do that because there'll be no injunction that stops you, although eventually you might be stopped if the courts ultimately rule that what you tried to do in eliminating birthright citizenship as to these people, that that was unconstitutional. But you may have, in the meantime, deported people who were here illegally.